Okay, well, 5 minutes in, I'm ready to start. One thing I'll mention is I haven't figured out how to post any audio for the for the public tallies on KPFBX.
Well, with Maestro automatically records any conference, so I can download the audio from right now, and you can. I there's nothing secret or controversial or embarrassing, I think, in this audio.
I think Otis has to make a change at KPFTX in order for this particular committee's audio to support uploads. I don't think it's available with a drop down list. Yeah.
Well, I can I can ask him to do that so that we can we can post the audio of this meeting. I'll give Otis a call after we're finished and ask him about that. If you want me to.
Why don't you try to post it first, and then if you can't, you'll know what to ask him about.
Sure. Well, the thing is, you have to post it as a. I'll see if I can post the audio. I don't know if the announcement for the meetings said if there was going to be was going to be recorded or streamed or anything like that. There's certainly not a play button on the announcement.
Right, and there's no CPB requirement on this that it be posted, but since I had him create the virtual committee in order to potentially post town halls, I think it would be good for KPFTX to support uploads for this committee. Last time I inquired about it, I was told that the problem was that there was no member of the committee listed in the database, but then I added myself to that committee and that didn't make a difference. So it needs a follow-up. So do you want me to go through this rather than you, or do you want to do
it?
Sure.
I mean, you're the head teller and you're better at it than I am.
Okay. Then we'll start the non-meeting. So this is a public tally of the two elections for officers of the 2020 WBAI Public Director Search Subcommittee. That committee in the WBAI area asked for myself and Fred Blair to conduct an email election for their officers, and so we did so. There are two elections, the first for chair and the next for secretary. And to simplify the preparation of ballots and to avoid a nominating procedure, Sean Rhodes, who was the chair pro tem and convener, just decided to list all committee members for each of the office and then have all the current committee members be given the opportunity to vote for whoever they wanted on each of those offices. So we received electronic ballots from all but one of the committee members, and the results look to be non-controversial. Each of the voters was given the opportunity to give a kind of a tracking code to their ballot so that they would be able, by the teller's report, to be able to confirm that their ballots were interpreted correctly. And so what we do as teller and secondary ballot recipient is we anonymize the ballots as we receive them and assign them their ballot code as a file name. And then we proceed from there with virtual ballots and treating them during the tally. So in the first election for WBAI public PD search subcommittee chair. We had all the committee members as potential candidates, and those people are Safia Beatty, John Devine, Rosalie Hoffman, Reggie Johnson, Errol Maitland, Sean Rhodes, Max Schmid, and Michael D.D. White. The first ballot, sorted alphabetically by voter code, is ballot 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and that was cast for Sean Rhodes. Ballot 2.
And Fred Blair concurs.
Ballot 2, the user code was ACIDS, A-C-I-D-S. And there was preference expressed for three candidates. The first preference was for Sean Rhodes, and that's the only one that we actually have to tally at this point. And so I'm waiting for Fred to confirm. The other candidates listed on the ballot.
I'm sorry, Terry. I confirm.
Yes, Rosalie Hoffman and Errol Maitland were less preferred candidates on that ballot. The third ballot, code HOT 75, was cast for Sean Rhodes.
Concur.
Fourth ballot, code JDBDJ, was for Sean Rhodes.
Concur.
Fifth ballot, code SA357, was for Sean Rhodes.
Concur.
Sixth ballot, X524 dollar sign, was for Sean Rhodes.
Concur.
Seventh ballot, XYZ33, was for Sean Rhodes.
Concur.
Since all seven ballots received were cast for Sean Rhodes, he can be declared the victor in this IRB election.
And Fred Blair also concurs.
The second election was for search subcommittee secretary, a role in which in most committees there is only one volunteer whose arm must be twisted. But in this case, nobody was asked to volunteer. People were just asked to vote. So hopefully the winner of this election will accept the position. The first ballot, which was, I need to go back up to my file and get that. Okay. Yes, the first ballot, which was user code 12345, was cast for Rosalie Hoffman.
And I concur.
Second ballot, code ACIDS, A-C-I-D-S, was also for Rosalie Hoffman, but later preferences were expressed for Michael D.D. White and Errol Maitland.
And I concur also.
Third ballot, HOT 75, was cast for John Devine.
Concur.
Fourth ballot, JDEDJ, John Devine.
I concur.
Fifth ballot, SA357, John Devine.
Concur.
Sixth ballot, X524 dollar sign, John Devine.
Concur.
And the final ballot, XYZ33, was for John Devine.
I concur also.
In the first round, that gives us 5 votes for John Devine and 2 votes for Rosalie Hoffman. The threshold in an IRB election is just the majority. So since more than half of the available ballots were for John Devine, He is the winner in this election with Rosalie Hoffman as a runner-up. So if John Devine accepts the election, he will be secretary of this subcommittee. If not, the committee can offer the position to Rosalie Hoffman and see if she accepts. And if she does not, they'll have to seek another volunteer, which I believe it could just be appointed by the chair.
Terry, I don't think you were clear on the election threshold. The calculated election threshold for the IRB election is 50% plus one, which is basically to round up. So 50% of seven votes is 3.5. Rounded up would be, the threshold would be 4 votes, and John Devine got 5 votes. So he was elected on the first round via the rules for IRB or STV voting.
Yes, those are the general rules that the software uses. However, if you look at Pacifica bylaws, there is no threshold in an IRB election. And if there is
vote... That's something new to me. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah, if you read the bylaw section on IRB, you'll see that the threshold is only applied to STD. And on IRB, it doesn't matter how many votes, because somebody's going to get elected if there are any votes. So if there were 6 votes for an invalid candidate and 1 vote for a valid candidate, the 1 vote would allow the valid candidate to win the office because there is no threshold.
I need to check that out because I wasn't aware of that idiosyncrasy of our bylaws. In any case,
that's actually a flaw in my opinion, because there should be some minimum showing of support in order to achieve office. But that's not exactly what threshold is anyway. So these are interesting discussions that are only prolonging the audio tape. I've got nothing more to add. So do you have any more comments?
I have nothing more to add. So I think we've done our duty in this election, probably more than our duty.
Okay. Thanks for your help, Fred, and I'll send my fellow's report out to all the committee members.
I think this audio will be available in a half hour. I don't think you can download it immediately through Maestro. But in any case, you're going to post it, so I need to send the audio to you, or should I try and do it?
Feel free to post the audio, and if you can also upload an agenda or minutes, you can post my teller's report, which I'll copy you on.
Very good. Okay, I think we've done our job. It's 19 minutes after the hour. I think we can leave. Have a good day,
okay.
Jerry.
Stay safe, Fred.
Bye-bye.